This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dropping a bit. Still, more than 800 patients are in hospitals with the virus in Colorado. State Incident Commander Scott Bookman says that number is almost the same as the peak of the first wave last spring.
We really need to see these hospitalizations go down significantly before we're going to feel comfortable with the hospital capacity that we have as we start going into the colder weather season and people start moving indoors.
Bookman says 78% of those hospitalized with COVID-19 are unvaccinated. Cases are especially rising in Moffitt, Grand, and Mesa counties, as well as the Eastern Plains and the San Luis Valley. Almost 99% of Denver's full-time employees have complied with its vaccination mandate. The city announced Friday that more than 10,000 workers have provided proof of vaccination, while more than 600 were granted exemptions on religious or medical grounds. Those not in compliance will not be able to work on site or in the field for the city. And Coloradans receiving food assistance from the federal government will see a 21% increase in their monthly benefits starting this week. On average, households participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will get an extra $36 per person each month. Federal government has reevaluated SNAP purchasing power based on current food prices and nutritional needs. That's the first time since the 70s. You're listening to CPR News.